the rest of the story. And this is a love story. It has a sad beginning. It has no ending. In a small Massachusetts town at the beginning of the 19th century, John Chapman stood outside the little white church on his wedding day, but he stood alone, for Sarah was dead. The day they had set aside for their marriage, fate had chosen instead for her funeral. Sarah Crawford, in a plain pine casket, lay waxen white before the altar, her wedding gown, her shroud. John Chapman, grief-stricken, stood on the church steps, in his hands a fragile spray of apple blossoms. Sarah did love apple blossoms. They were to have been her bridal bouquet. As John caressed them with his sleepless eyes and touched them tenderly with his hands, he stood with head bowed and made a vow. He would go forth from this place and build for her a monument the length and breadth of the land. He would travel to the end of the new world and spread apple blossoms in his path for Sarah. Well, so it was that John Chapman left home and family, left friends, left his possessions, save for a few clothes and a small Bible, with faded apple blossoms from the bridal bough gently pressed between its pages. He had a small sack of seeds, apple seeds, begged from the local cider mill. Carefully he tied his sack to the end of a stick, and with this over his shoulder and his Bible buttoned inside his rough shirt, John Chapman turned toward the west. The years pass. John Chapman wanders deep into the mountains and the plains and the forests. He makes friends with the roving bands of Indians. He sleeps in hollow logs or under an open sky. Whenever he finds an open space where the soil is rich and black, he plants a few seeds for Sarah. Through the wilderness that was Pennsylvania, across Ohio into Michigan and Indiana, Illinois and Missouri, slowly John Chapman wends his way, leaving the seedlings of apple orchards in his wake. Two winters or three, and a few springtimes later, the landscape where he had been comes alive with masses of pink and white blossoms in memory of Sarah. In the twilight of John's life, he settled down in a little cabin in a clearing near Fort Wayne, Indiana. He encircled this last retreat with acres and acres of apple orchard, and every spring, fragrant blossoms for as far as the eye could see rippled over the hills and the prairies like soft piles of drifted snowflakes. One day he died, an old man now. They say they found him in the soft grass under an apple tree. It was spring, and the tree was in full bloom, and the bearded old gent had a smile on his lips, almost, they said, like a smile of sudden recognition, like a smile of greeting for someone. He had a nickname fondly bestowed upon him by the men of the American frontier. They called him Johnny Appleseed. Johnny Appleseed. And so it is that in the billowing pink and white which perfumes the air of a dozen states, lovely Sarah Crawford is alive again. Every spring. Now you know the rest of the story.